Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
I got an interesting story about a Christian rock singer. And this is, if you're really, really religious, and you might be bothered by this, you really shouldn't, because it's not really that big of a deal, but it's not normal that you would hear people publicly say things like this, right? And I'm reading this. John Steingard, singer and guitarist for the Christian pop rock band Hawk Nelson. I know nothing about these guys at all, okay? So have no idea. But he says he has revoked his faith, declaring he no longer believes in God in a long-winded statement on social media. Hawk Nelson formed the Ontario, Canada band in 2000. They've released 8 full-length albums. The latest was in 2018. He makes no illusions as to what this means for the band's future, despite a Facebook post indicating there was much more ahead. He goes, "I'm now finding out that I no longer believe in God." This is a guy that leads a Christian rock group. The process of getting to that sentence has been several years in the making. It didn't happen all overnight, and all of a sudden, it's been more like pulling on the threads of a sweater and one day discovering that there was no more sweater left. In his 9-slide Instagram post, he spoke about his battle to believe in the Bible and the perfect word of God as transcribed through the divine inspiration of a collection of human individuals struggling to understand all the wickedness and present in the world and why the all-powerful God would idly stand by to let it happen. He was told to seek answers within the biblical text. "I found, however, that consulting and discussing the Bible didn't answer any of my questions. It only amplified them," stressed Hawk Nelson, frontman. Wow. That's like stuff you never hear, like a Christian rock.
Yeah, because that's, you know.
Like, that's everything. That's what your whole band is all about, right?
No, I guess Creed was Christian rock, and yes, then they went mainstream.
Yes.
But to actually come out and denounce or announce that, you know, I'm atheist now.
Well, he didn't say that.
He said he didn't believe in God.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean...
That's true. You're right.
Okay, that doesn't...
You know, maybe he become Hindu or...
Maybe
you
he's
know.
Just frustrated at the moment with the whole, you know, religion, and maybe that's what it is. But it just...
Maybe he needs some CBD. Maybe he needs to talk to our friends at VSS.
I just, man. But you just never see... I saw that headline.
Like
and
this.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I'm making a formal announcement.
Yeah, so, something tells me all the people that bought those 8 albums, they're not going to be happy with you right now. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of like, that's why he was saying that, you know, the future of the band, it's like, okay, you're the lead singer. Yeah, there might be a problem with that band in the future.
If you're into Christian rock and, yeah, this is your favorite band, where do you stand right now?
Striper is another one, right? Isn't Striper also?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually like Striper. I've heard. Striper and Skillet too, right? Skillet is also Christian rock. I like Skillet too. Striper, I like a couple of songs. Skillet, I like a lot. I've even seen Skillet live. They're really good.
Every song you've played for me from Skillet.
Skillet is good,
I think,
man.
Like 10 or 12 of them right now.
Skillet is good.
I like them all. Yeah.
But I saw that story and I was like, wow, that's ballsy too. It takes guts to say that, you know, it's what you feel and hey, you know, this is.
They're not full-on atheists like Bill Maher, but maybe Bill Maher will let him be an opening act.
Who knows?